All right, we've got a great episode of Side Retired today. It is Dylan and Nico as always. And if you're a very loyal listener of the podcast, you're going to know this name that we're going to have on the show today. But Nico, let's hit the intro music and get right into this. Hello and welcome to today's edition of Side Retired. It is Dylan and Nico as always. And Nico, it's an exciting day in the baseball world. When we're recording this, it is opening day. How are you doing?
Good. I mean, finally going to be able to watch actual baseball today, even though this is going to be recorded and released later. But excited to watch baseball. Excited to have this interview, though.
Absolutely. So if you are a loyal listener to the podcast, you know that last week we had Brady Salisbury on the podcast, and at the end of the episode, he said, "You need to get my EKU counterpart on the show to hear his side of the story." And today we're of course happy to be joined by Bo Gan. Thanks so much for joining us today, Bo.
Hey, thanks, man. I'm really excited to be here. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So according to the bio that Brady gave us, he said you were the director of baseball operations with him while he was at EKU. Basically, he'd handle the baseball and you'd handle the business. So tell me how accurate of a description that is and how you doing.
No, that's pretty spot on. Yeah, started quick rundown, started EKU doing like assistant director of baseball ops. So that was basically student manager role, kind of helping coach T out with whatever he needed really. And then when that position did open up, got that position, and Brady was doing the analytical stuff. And so that wasn't my expertise. I don't know. I didn't play baseball super competitively at any point. I also am not that good at math. So he was all over that stuff, and I gravitated way more to the operations, managing how everything ran, so the baseball guys could actually do what they're supposed to do out there on the field.
Yeah, absolutely. When you got to Eastern Kentucky, what made you think like, "Hey, I want to work for the baseball team?" Because I know like a lot of people have different routes to getting there. Kind of what was your thought process when you were going there to be like, "Hey, maybe I can pursue this?"
Yeah, it interesting question. I actually, like I said, I didn't play baseball in high school. I love baseball. It's my favorite sport, but I didn't play it. And I was doing sports management as my major, and I was thinking coming out of school, I'm going to be at a mid major EKU. If I'm going up against, somebody from a state school with a similar degree, they're probably going to get that job. So I need some experience. And then thinking about getting jobs, the sport with the most professional jobs is baseball, because you got so many different levels of pro ball, more than any other sport other than maybe hockey, but that's in Canada and all over the place. I'm not doing that. And so I just reached out to Coach T. I literally sent him an email. I was like, "Hey, man, I can work for free, like part time. Just want to be around the sport, learn, and kind of shadow whoever I should learn from." And it just started off that way.
I love that. And sort of following that progression, you said you started off your freshman year almost as like a student manager, helping out the team wherever you could. And then it naturally grew to the director of operations role. How did that transaction work out? How did you sort of start off in one role, building up trust, and eventually became the main guy?
Yeah, it was funny. I mean, you guys know Coach T very well. He started me out actually. He gave me a little test my first couple weeks. He was like, "You're not going to be around the team yet. I'm just going to give you a bunch of spreadsheets you got to fill out with all this recruit info," because he just needed data entry done. And so I knocked that out in the first week or two, and then was around the team a little more. Ended up being, like I said, student manager kind of role. And then Brady and I actually lived together because we both wanted to move off campus and didn't really know anybody else. And so that got me more involved in the baseball team and being around practice every day, being at all the games, traveling. And we had two different director of ops my first 2 years. And then when they left, I was brought up as kind of the person who knew everything about the team. We also lost our equipment manager, so we didn't have anybody that knew ordering equipment, what kind of equipment we used, why we did what we did. And so it was a really easy fit for me to just kind of mesh in there and kind of take it all over as one.
Yeah, absolutely. You talked a little bit about him. What was it like? Again, you said you were roommates with him. What was the interaction, your relationship with Brady over those years?
It was great, man. I mean, he's going to be the best man at my wedding in September. He's my best friend. He's great. His mind for baseball, it's so interesting. I used to always mess with him. He's created his own stats, and we'd be sitting there watching football on a Sunday, eating B-dubs or Domino's pizza, and he'd have like three notebooks that he's handwriting all these things. Like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Well, I made this stat last week. I'm testing it against the last 15 years of baseball, seeing how accurate it is. And I was like, dude, I don't know what you're doing. It's way too much work for me. Like, but he loves it. He's got such a love for it that there was never a doubt in my mind he was going to be successful doing what he does. Like, he had such like a passion that there wasn't really, it wasn't work to him. He didn't see it as, like I said, he would do it in his free time on the weekend. Like, it was just fun for him. And it was really fun to be around that because it took all the like stress. I mean, you guys know baseball, you can work 80-hour weeks traveling and a lot of things are on your shoulders and it can get stressful. But we tried to keep it fun.
Absolutely. And as you just mentioned, a lot of work that goes into it. Both, obviously, everyone knows the grind of being a student athlete, student manager. You probably had the interesting role of that you had to do all your schoolwork and probably a lot of business classes, you mentioned sports management. And at the same time, you're practically running the operations of a baseball program. What was that balance like for you in that basically a full-time job as well as a full-time student?
Yeah. I had to learn that one pretty tough. And Coach T, when he went to Georgetown, it was kind of in the middle, back half of my first year doing it. So then the new coach came in, but just learned from both of them on the time management piece, organizational piece, knowing what the expectations were was key. And yeah, like you said, it's basically a full-time job. So you have to, and then COVID hit. So that kind of made school a little easier because it was all online. So you could kind of do dilly-dally and no one knew what was going on. So the last semester of 2020 was pretty easy. But yeah, no, it was tough to learn it. But once you got it down, you got into a routine, just had to just make it happen, if that makes sense. You know, when school went to more online, it was easier with being able to travel and just do Zoom classes from the hotel or the bus or whatever it was. So that wasn't the biggest issue, but just learning all the different aspects of the ops job. When you, from the outside looking in, you don't think about the compliance and the accounting and the expense reports and all the different budgeting things you have to do and all the different, and again, taking on equipment too is a world I hadn't necessarily been too involved in. So that was a learning experience for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned it a little bit. How was that year that you were doing the season with COVID? How did that affect you as the director of baseball ops? I know you talked a little bit about your classes making that side of it easier, but I'm sure with everything happening, there was a lot of other things that you weren't expecting to have to deal with.
Oh yeah. I mean, it was just a huge unknown. I remember we were at Morehead State University on the road and the news came out that, you know, the NCAA was going to suspend March Madness and they were going to do this and that. And we were like, okay, our season's probably going to be done. We had a 2-hour drive home and Coach T told everybody to stay back. He had a phone call to get on. And then he came out and told the team, hey, season suspended for 2 weeks. We don't know what's going to happen after that, you know? And we thought that was maybe it. Like, we were joking, oh, let's go to Miami. Let's go on a trip. Like, we got 2 weeks off. We didn't realize the whole world was going to shut down for a year, you know? And once that news started coming out, it was a big figuring stuff out, figuring out how to cancel travel, how's recruiting going to work, you know, what is it going to look like for camps and next year and practice and all this. And Coach T was very big on following all the guidelines and not trying to be sketchy and shady around any of the rules. So he was big on top of, you know, how we were going to do practice safely, but also effectively for the students. So it was an interesting time, but it was a big learning experience for, I think, everybody, because no one knew how to handle it, you know?
Absolutely. And obviously we've mentioned him a couple times on the podcast, Coach T, a guy that I've known very well over the last 2-3 years, but your relationship with him, what was that process like of working under him and sort of your fun times you've had with Coach T?
Oh yeah. No, Coach T's great. He, once you get his trust, once he knows he can count on you, he's going to count on you over and over again. And he's always going to give you his trust. And it got to a point where I was, obviously Coach T was coaching the camps, but I was running a lot of the camps in terms of the gear and the merch and the concessions and marketing and all the things like that. And he really empowers you to, if you want to work and you want to earn it and get experience, he's going to let you do that. And that's definitely a lot of any success I had there in baseball was definitely due to Coach T from giving me that opportunity. Just some random kid emailing him, you know, and willing to let me try out and prove myself. And once I showed that I was willing to at least work hard, I might not be the smartest guy in the room, but if you work hard enough, he'll give you opportunities. And that's all I could ever ask for. And that was the best for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously now, not the director of baseball ops at Eastern Kentucky anymore. How has that experience that you had shaped into like who you are as a person now and like what you're doing now professionally?
I've not been in the baseball world for about 2 years. Moved actually up near the DC area a couple years ago for my fiance. She's going to school up here. And baseball, well, it was so much fun, and there was so much work you put into it. And like I said, there's a passion behind it, so it doesn't feel like work all the time. But there was a lot of learning of how to time management and also professionalism. Being a freshman student manager, you want to kind of fit in with the team and be cool and go to parties and hang out with the guys. And then being a junior and senior director of operations, when you got to tell guys no and you got to give kind of delegate to players, and you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to have a level of respect that you can't have if you're crossing those professional lines. So learning how to keep stuff professional at a young age was tough, but a necessary learning experience that I definitely still use today of, how to communicate with people. Baseball also, I mean, you guys know it's so probably one of the most diverse sports out there. You got people from all walks of life, all different backgrounds, speaking different languages, different ethnic backgrounds. Learning how to communicate with people and connect with people across different cultures and backgrounds is so beneficial as well, because you just never know who you're going to run into and who you can make a connection with. So that was big for sure.
Absolutely. And sort of following on that same wavelength, say that you have some listeners of the podcast, whether they're freshmen that are just getting to high school or getting to college, or there's guys that are about to get to college in August, or even someone like myself who's been in a baseball program for the last few years. Any pieces of advice that you'd want to share with them? Obviously, you had 4 years in a baseball program, both as a student manager and a director of operations. So if someone's looking to follow in those footsteps of you and sending that cold email and seeing what happens, any advice for them?
Yeah, that's what I'd say. I'd just say kind of put yourself out there. The experience speaks for itself. Experience sports experience is something that no one can ever take away from you. So if you say, "Hey, I've done this," no one can say you didn't. Obviously, there's that cliche saying of it's not about what you know, it's about who you know. And unfortunately, that's sometimes more true than not. So it's always good to try to network and call on your network any way you can, but you build that by just doing stuff. Whether it's anything from umpire, if it's baseball, you want to umpire some junior college games or something. Find some way to be in the game, be around people, find people you mesh with, try to get a, job working for them. I was lucky enough, I had a scholarship to EKU, so I didn't need to work for money. So that definitely freed me up. So obviously, some people's situations are going to be different. But if you can do that, if you tell a coach, "Hey, I'm going to come help wash jocks for free," they're not going to say no to you. They're not going to not have you around. And obviously, that's not what you want to do the whole time and forever. But if that's how it has to start, and then you move your way up. I mean, look at Brady. He started out as kind of a student manager role before he got really into those analytics as well. And he's the GM for a professional baseball team. I mean, at 25, 26, however old he is, like it's crazy. So it's just about kind of putting yourself out there and being willing to make those short-term sacrifices for those long-term gains.
I love it. And obviously, there's a couple things here. It's opening day in the baseball world. I know you said you don't play baseball, but you are a big baseball guy. So, not to put you on the spot, but do you have a World Series prediction yet for the 2024 season?
I would say realistically, I think the Braves are a great team. I want to say the Yankees. I'm a big Yankees fan, but with Cole being out, I don't know. You look at the Dodgers, maybe, but they might have a cancer in the locker room. They might have a little thievery going on, so you never know how that's going to affect the morale for the boys. But I think Shohei might just be dipping, and I think he might just have put his buddy on the chopping block. But that's okay.
Oh, I love it. Well, this has been a blast getting to catch up, hear all about your story. I know we always love digging into the college baseball world and hearing all about it. So this was a unique perspective because I know Brady talked the analytics. We had a couple of guys talk about the playing side, and now we've got the director of operations and the business side of college baseball, which is definitely a fun world because there's definitely some differences between how college baseball versus a Major League Baseball team is run, and seeing that it's a lot of students behind the manpower of how things run. Definitely an interesting journey, and we really appreciate all the insight today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Awesome, 100%. So for Dylan, Nico, and Bo, until the next time, the side is retired.